Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Test your mic.
Testing.
Making sure that my dumbass converter isn't going to disconnect again.
Gay.
But Ryan, working at 4 in the morning. You have to work then too.
I have to work at 4 in the morning as well.
Just reminding you.
Yes, I'm sleepy.
Welcome to, welcome back to What's Your Excuse, the podcast.
Episode 5.
5.
I had to take a cue.
I am Megan.
And I'm Caitlin. Nice to meet you.
We do a bad job.
Yeah, we never introduce ourselves.
We never do. I'm Megan.
In the first one.
Yeah, we did that once.
So if you hear a nice, you know, good gravelly voice.
That's me.
That's Megan, not me.
The man voice, that's me.
Not manly. If you hear one that sounds like a five-year-old, that's me.
You know, so I sing. I don't know if you know that. And
I also sing.
Okay. Look at that. I bet we're on the opposite ends of
No, I'm an alto,
range.
Too.
Are you? Yeah. I'm a contralto.
Yeah.
Which is like a tenor.
Yeah, they'd also often put me on tenor parts.
Yeah. I recently got told, like, oh, you're basically, like, someone wanted us to do this guy part, and I was like, well, what? And they were like, oh, you guys are basically tenders.
Yeah, you can do it.
I said tender.
Swipe right.
You want tender?
Swipe right if you like this note.
No one likes
do,
my notes.
Do, re, mi, fa, left.
I hate you.
Me too.
So how was your week after New Year's, or your 4 days, I guess?
4 days. Well, I spent 3 of those 4 days hungover. So,
oh, good.
We're off to a great start.
Okay.
Good year.
So.
Just like a tire.
How, what?
I said good year, just like God. A tire. Is that a tire? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. I had to buy whatever's cheapest.
Meanwhile, I decided on a whim yesterday, because I went to get some new jewelry for, like, my earrings.
Mm,
and then I was like, you know what? Let me just get a belly button ring.
What?
I have my belly button pierced.
Oh, okay.
But I just didn't have anything in it for a really long time.
And it's still open?
So, the reason I can tell you why it was still open, it's really gross, and I really don't know that I want to leave this in. But the reason I know it was still open was because, A, I had put things in it before. B, it has this, like, perpetual blackhead in it.
Oh.
And I feel like that just keeps it open. It doesn't look great right now, but looks real irritated.
Ouchy.
Yeah, real red, real pink. Doctor is not going to love it. Okay. So, I decided to put jam something into my belly button.
Oh, right.
For no reason. Word. And now it hurts. It's been hurting, but I'm powering through.
Put some Bactrim on. Nope. That's an antibiotic I'm allergic to. Never mind.
Bactrim?
Yeah, Bactrim.
Bactine?
Yeah, Bactine spray. I mean, right?
Yeah.
This with the green lid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some.
Oh, I have some too. I've been putting it on there.
Okay, that's what I cure all my stuff with.
Oh, yeah, we talked about how I'll have to talk to my doctor about it. He's going to be real pleased that I jam jewelry into my body.
He'll say, that's healthy.
He'll probably just look at me with that, like, fucking Jim Halpert look from The Office. He makes that face a lot, right?
Yeah, 100%. We have the same doctor.
Yeah. By the way, we have the same doctor, yes. And I did ask him to be on this
Shout
podcast.
Shout out. Waiting for a response.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Probably no.
So one day we'll just have to book an appointment together.
Yeah.
Bring my laptop.
We'll come in with microphones and say, hi, we both have UTIs. Can you please tell us your base excuse that anyone's ever given you?
Go on.
And then he'll be like, well, actually, it's y'all saying you have a motherfucking UTI to get in
to
here.
To trick me into being on this shit-ass podcast.
And we'll say, hey.
But then we'll finally get to tell him his alias.
Yeah. We can't tell y'all.
That we can't say on here. He might be listening.
Motherfucker better be.
Probably not, though.
No.
He asked me when I asked him, he said, what is it again?
And I said, both of us have already explained it to you.
I know.
So I didn't say that. You did.
I said, it's called What's Your Excuse? It's very family friendly.
Family friendly. Play this. Sit this down in front of your five-year-old just when they're starting to pick up on language that they hear.
Is that five?
I don't
that
know.
That seems late to the game.
Three.
Yeah, that seems more accurate.
I have cats.
He did tell me recently that his daughter, who's three, said, like, apparently one day spent like 5 minutes straight just going, shit, 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 shit. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, damn it. And then she spent the next 5 minutes saying, damn it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know. Me. I recently went to the doctor. I got my ultrasound scheduled for Tuesday.
Tuesday? I thought it was Wednesday.
No, Wednesday was when I had to take them my insurance paperwork. Tuesday is when the ultrasound is scheduled.
Is this your water?
No.
Can we drink it?
Yeah, drink it. That's all you, bud. So, that's what's been going on with me. Also, as far as... Hang on. Caitlin is just leaning as far as she can from this mic to drink some of her water. And there we go. That'll go on the Instagram.
I should also take a picture of my whipped cream covered crotch.
Well, yes, we will.
That sounds inappropriate, but I was just driving while trying to carry some ice cream. Yep. And the whipped cream fell onto my pants.
And on my straw.
And on Megan's straw, so I
licked it off of the straw.
Off the paper. Off the straw. And then I was going to take it off and, like, do that fancy thing, you know, where they leave the top of the paper on and put the straw in so that way you never touched it. And that way she never knew I had my tongue all over her straw.
But now I know.
Because I told her and then I forgot and I just handed her a wet straw.
Yeah. But also, as far as, like, kids repeating things, I have had friends who have said, I had one friend. Who said she was trying to listen to it, and then halfway through our first episode was like, oh, fuck, I gotta put some fucking headphones on, my kid is here, and she cannot hear this shit.
I also had a friend who had to turn it off in front of his 12-year-old.
But, like, I marked it explicit.
It's true.
It's marked explicit on every podcast server, is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Provider. That we are on. Yes. I marked it explicit because I figured if we don't and then we are, which we always
are,
will
100%,
be.
Yeah, I don't have a filter.
I was worried we'd be in trouble. Yeah. So I was like, we'll just do it.
I don't want
that. Oh,
well, you were saying something just a second ago and I forgot.
We were talking about belly buttons, talking about kids.
Kids.
Talking about a doctor.
Doctor.
Ultrasound.
No. It's something like real recent.
The ice cream? The crotch?
I don't know.
Well, we're done trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
So, do you want to save our stories? Because we finally have some stories from our listeners.
Yeah, about
time.
Just
save those for the end?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
There's a tease.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is that foreshadowing? No, not really. It doesn't contribute to any of the story.
No.
All right, well, fuck me. Ninth grade English class.
I didn't
learn shit, apparently.
Ninth grade.
So, we don't have, like, a theme for this episode. I kind of just found some really baller-ass excuses and some interesting stories that go along with it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to start first?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll switch it up.
So, the first one I want to talk about is one that I've found interesting for a while. Which is the story of Margaret and Walter Keane. Now, if you don't know, Margaret Keane painted the quote-unquote big eyes paintings. The way that they're described usually is the waif children with big eyes.
Wafers.
We'll share a photo of that in our Instagram recap.
And a photo of some wafers.
Yep, some Nilla wafers.
Pudding.
And so the story is she painted them. Walter took it upon himself to go ahead and take credit for them.
This like was every in, man does.
This was in, I assume, I don't have the exact dates, but I did watch that movie called Big Eyes with, like, Tim Burton directed it. And so it
had Helena Bonham Carter and Johnny Depp.
I think it, they were not in it.
Wow.
Yeah. So that for makes it once. Good. So they were, I would assume, like, 50s, 60s time. Mm. You know, back when women let their husbands do whatever the fuck they wanted.
Yeah. I just started watching just really kidding. Late to the game, Marvelous Miss Maisel.
So.
And that made me so mad.
Apparently, it started, so it must have happened, like, she let him take credit for a long time, but finally in 1986, she sued him for $3 million for slander.
She had a power suit on.
I don't really know what the slander case was. He probably just talked a lot of shit about her in the press. And then it was heard in the Honolulu Federal Court, lasted 3.5 weeks.
They're in Hawaii?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, she had moved to Hawaii.
Good.
They were in, mainland, I guess is the closest way I could put it. But she had moved to Hawaii after they got a divorce.
And then you should.
Even after she left him, because, like, he tried to, and I looked up, like, a lot of the, like, what was fact and what was fictionalized for the movie. And apparently after she left him, she still was painting things and sending them to him so he could get the credit for them.
No.
Yeah, because he had threatened her. He had threatened to have her, quote unquote, knocked off. And so,
killed?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do? Sleep with the fucking fishes? Like, yeah. How are you? Like,
he tried to burn their house down at one point while she was in there, whenever she had, like, brought up the idea of, like, coming clean about this whole thing.
Does the movie Big Eyes portray all this, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I've not seen it.
Yeah. Watch it. It's great.
You have a laptop I could borrow?
And I'm not letting you use my laptop, you fucking wino. Get the fuck out of here with that.
I had to stop drinking tonight because I've already had too much to drink.
Oh, God.
At dinner. So, there we go.
So.
Shout out to Torchies, keeping me lit all the time.
So, she had, she moved, she left him. He was continuing to get credit for this work. And when they were married, go back to before they got a divorce, when she had said, like, I want credit for my fucking work.
Yeah, he, as anyone would.
Like, this man is just, like, a master manipulator, excuse maker. He said, basically, like, if we come out and tell people that it was you and not me, you know, people like to think that they've met the artist and they're talking to the artist. And if we come out and say that it was you and not me, that's going to confuse people and we could get in trouble and they could sue us. I don't know what the fuck they're going to sue you for. They still bought the fucking paintings.
Hello, I'm going to sue you because I'm confused.
Yeah, like a lawsuit of confusion.
You confused me.
It seems like something that'll get thrown out. But maybe. I'm no attorney, so neither I don't know. But, so she finally sued him for $3 million for slander. It was heard in Honolulu Federal Court. Lasted 3.5 weeks. Now, this man decided to act as his own attorney.
That's always the first mistake, and that's what every fucking crazy-ass motherfucker does.
What every other crazy-ass motherfucker doesn't do is cross-examine his damn self.
Wait, but didn't someone else did that, too?
I don't know.
Okay.
But he
another story.
Christoph Waltz plays him in the movie.
Okay.
And so, yeah, he cross-examined himself. So, finally, at one point, the judge had to be like, I'm going to put duct tape over your mouth. Stop.
Really?
Yes. Dope. Like, literally threatened it. Finally, the judge decided that the only way they could solve this whole who painted what thing was to have them have a paint-off. They would each paint a child with big eyes.
A wafer.
A wafer with big-ass eyes.
I'm going to draw a vanilla wafer with big ass eyes.
In a thank you, please. In 53 minutes, Margaret painted a little boy with huge eyes, staring nervously from behind a fence. That's the photo. That's the one that we'll put on the Instagram because that's probably the one you know best.
I want to see it. I Google.
Yeah, so she painted that in 53 minutes. Meanwhile, it's apparently Walter said he could not paint. He just couldn't do it because he had a sore shoulder. He had a shoulder injury that would prevent him from painting.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's her full name again?
Margaret Keane.
Oh, that was not right. Margaret Keane, waif kid.
Just put Margaret Keane, exhibit 224.
Exhibit. Oh, I spelled it right. 224. Oh, I did not spell Keane right, though. That's fine. Oh.
Yeah, you know the painting, right?
Yes, that's scary.
Yeah. So, she won, clearly, because she painted this in front of the jury. It was perfect. It was exactly what all the other paintings looked like. Walter didn't do shit. Said he had a shoulder injury.
Bitch.
Margaret was awarded $4 million by the jury.
I wonder how much that is in that time.
I don't know. I mean, it was 1986.
I feel like even then, my sixth grade teacher was like, I was paying a nickel. Gas in my day, and I'm like,
your sixth grade teacher was like 2011.
I know, just kidding. Wait, I graduated high school in 2012. I almost agreed.
That was my sixth grade teacher. No, that was 2001. 2008 is when I graduated. What I'm saying here is Caitlin's a child,
I am child,
and I'm old now.
No. But it's about to be both our birthdays.
So, that's right.
It birthday is. Month.
That's right. Soy, she was awarded $4 million.
Yum, Soy.
Her ex-husband appealed and claimed to be penniless. So you came into
penisless.
This. Yeah. You came into this and you said, not only am I refusing to hire an attorney, I will act a damn fool. I will accept this challenge to paint, even though I know damn good and well that I can't. I'm going to stack every card against me to lose, and then I'm going to claim that I don't have any money to pay her.
Motherfucker.
He died in 2000.
Good.
Margaret Keane McGuire now lives in the Napa Valley in California. She continues to paint. I'm going to be real. I looked up her paintings a while back when I watched that movie. It's not the Waif Kids anymore.
What is it?
It looks like animals. Like, it's just like animals, like children's animals and like stuff like that. It's not. I'm not as big of a fan as that stuff. Now, could she be painting that stuff because she's in a better place mentally? Maybe.
Maybe.
But I'm here for a tortured artist.
Yeah, Sylvia Plath.
Yeah. Her recent paintings, it actually says in this piece, her recent paintings reportedly no longer have the gloomy sadness that was once their trademark.
It's like you take Edward Gorey's art away.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, I'll show you.
You want to talk about Winona Ryder?
Yeah. Main bitch. Okay. Well, following suit, another famous Hugh Mann, mm-hmm. and her notorious excuse. Back in the day.
It's not the full article.
Okay, it's a screenshot. Mm-hmm. You're so smart.
I got you.
Back in the day, I guess, just like Woody Harrelson was, she was method acting and getting in the spirit of her role, an upcoming role. And she shoplifted a shit ton of, how much, like?
It was a lot of shit.
It was like a lot.
Yeah.
Like $5,000 or something worth of stuff from,
I think it was Saks.
Yeah, it was Saks.
Yeah.
And then she just, you know, took a whole bunch of stuff, as you do. I don't understand where you put $5,000, like maybe in Saks it could have been a dress. Her just hat. One dress.
She, so I know, sorry to cut in on your piece, but they said that she, when she walks out, now you'll remember this image, because she tried to walk out and the security camera caught her walking out with a hat that still had the tag on it. She was shoving things basically into this hat, and then she put it on to try and steal everything.
Good.
Mm-hmm. That's someone actually put it that she was having her own buy one, get one free sale.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. No, that's not how that works. But even just in general, I don't know where you put $5,000 or however.
Saks, $5,000.
Wish I knew how much money it actually was.
Saks can rack up a big-ass bill.
No, yeah, that's what I was saying is that it could have been just one dress.
Yeah, yep.
But, yeah, so she said that she was sorry for what she did, but her director had told her to shoplift for a role that she was preparing for. Although no one ever really knew, she didn't apparently know, what director or role she was referring to. And then I guess the head honcho guy who caught her, Mr. Kenneth Evans, said that she was very polite and apologetic when he told her that the police were coming. But I guess anyone would probably be polite and apologetic.
That's not always true.
True. I would actually, every time a police officer pulls me over, I get real sassy real fast.
I've done
They're that. Like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I'm like, no, actually I don't.
Oh my God.
That's every time. It's amazing. I've not been arrested yet.
You get tickets every time, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I never talk my way out of one.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no, you're kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Except for whenever I realize, like, if they pull me over for speeding, but while they're driving, they can't actually ticket you, I don't think, because they can't get an accurate read of how fast you're going.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they have to be sitting still to actually ticket you.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah. Someone told me that.
Because I've definitely gotten a ticket from a police officer who was driving.
Oh, not me.
For speeding.
One time I was going like fucking 15 over.
Yeah.
And this man pulled me over and he was driving on the opposite way. He whipped across the like.
Maybe that's more what it.
Big old highway.
Well, that seems more unsafe than your speeding.
Yeah, it did. He pulled across grass in like a ditch.
Hmm.
And I was like, you're really determined.
Yeah.
He pulled me over and I was like, oh, sorry. I didn't get a ticket. I just got a warning.
Well, that's good.
Thank God.
That's nice.
I have gotten several other tickets, though. Anyways, okay, so she had apparently told another security officer that she had left her credit card with an assistant earlier in the day and told her to leave it open. So you can just open a tab at Saks.
I guess.
And just take whatever you want throughout the day, shove it under a hat,
and I don't know that that's
they'll
how that
add
works.
It to your bill. According to her.
Well, and yeah, but
it does.
She was found guilty of theft.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Fans were wearing free Winona t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And she herself wore the t-shirt as an illustration for a magazine interview in the summer. That's fun.
I remember those t-shirts.
I want one.
Well, you can make one.
I could also go find one on eBay for $1,000. I want to spend that.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
You can go steal one. Maybe they have a... Maybe you can just give someone your Halloween credit card.
And tell them to leave it open.
Tell them to leave it open on Here eBay.
And, yeah, you know, she makes $6 million a film.
Mm-hmm.
But she needs
this was
still $5,000.
This was, like, her heyday.
Was
this
about
was after Girl Interrupted.
She said
it was, like, right
she's
after.
31, so kind of in her prime.
Mm-hmm. So this was right after Girl Interrupted, which was a huge hit, I believe. I mean, I always loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina Jolie was in it. So
she
it was...
cited the character that Ryder plays in Girl Interrupted, who liked to shoplift for thrills. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, but that movie had already been made.
Well, I guess she's still method acting from it.
Well, that seems like a real reach.
Yeah. Well, so was Woody Harrelson.
Well, yeah.
That had been also sound like filmed already.
Yeah, but, like, this, like, Girl Interrupted had already been filmed and come out. Like, had already been released. It had been out for a while. Like, she was done with that role.
She needed several years to recover.
Yeah, I guess so.
She was really into it. She really related.
Yeah.
It was actually about her.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Her probably constant need. Not really constant. She probably, this wasn't her first go.
Yeah.
Maybe it was, though, because she put it all in a fucking hat. And brought scissors.
Yeah. I mean, she brought scissors with her.
Cut some little tags off.
Uh-huh.
Throw them away. Well, we have to put sensors on everything nowadays.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they will steal it.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
So.
So, the one that I want to talk about is actually one that I've been wanting to talk about for an entire week.
One whole week.
That's right. Which is a long time when you're waiting to record something.
Sure.
So, Paul Rubin was, I don't know if you guys know who he is, depending on your age, but it's Pee-wee from Pee-wee's Playhouse. He was arrested in an adult theater because, which, like, this always threw me off. Like, I'm sorry, this sounds bad, but it's an adult theater, which means they are playing porn, right?
That's, and you masturbate to porn.
That would be my thought, is like, well, why are we mad about this?
Yeah.
Like,
it's not like a kid witnessed it.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, I know it's like indecent exposure, but you're in a porn theater.
We're literally looking at dicks all over our television.
Yeah.
And you're mad that I got my real dick out?
Yeah.
Look, I'm just adding some fucking 3D experience.
So, put your glasses on, ladies and gentlemen.
Step right up.
Line up. Step right up to see Pee-wee's amazing Pee-wee.
Penis. Oh, that too. Pee-wee was better.
Come on, dude.
I'm a failure.
Just go with the easy ones, man. So, he was masturbating. The police said that he was masturbating in an adult theater in Sarasota, Florida. This was at the prime of his Pee Wee Herman fame, and it, I mean, obviously, it took a hit, took a real hit to have children's television hero, I would even say.
Hero.
Well, Pee Wee was like the man who never grew up.
Peter Pan.
Yeah. To have him arrested for something like jerking off in a theater. But recently, well, I say recently, in 2010, it was 19 years after being arrested. So, and then it's 8 years from then. Basically, he did an interview with Playboy. And he said, because when he went to trial, or when he received his charges, he pled no contest to avoid trial. However, he has always said, I pled no contest, but that wasn't me. With his dick in his hands, that wasn't me.
It was my stunt double.
I am innocent. And his reasoning behind it, what he says is, had we gone to trial, we had ready an expert from the Masters and Johnson Institute who is going to testify that in 30 years of research on masturbation, the Institute had never found one person who masturbated with his or her non-dominant hand. I'm right-handed.
Sometimes your other arm gets tired.
Well, I don't know if it does for guys, and you're just going up and down.
True.
But I'm right-handed, is what he said. And the police report said I was jerking off with my left hand. That would have been the end of the case right there. Proof it couldn't have been me.
That's just a eyewitness.
I like
means nothing.
How do you feel like that's your definitive proof? I will say though, I did not know he got arrested at the same time as Jeffrey Dahmer. Yet his story led the news for 5 days in a row.
Again,
Jeffrey.
Let's see what the news outlets try it. Tend to put first.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer came second. He came below the fold on news stories.
Oh, God.
Versus Pee Wee Herman jerking it in a porn theater. That seems unbelievable to me. I mean, I did not research it. There's no way I could, but...
What is the news outlet's excuse for that?
I don't know.
Maybe they didn't know everything that Jeffrey Dahmer did yet.
Yeah. It's weird, like, the way that he... I mean, and he puts it, he's like, Jeffrey Dahmer was coming second to my news stories. And that's insane to me.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine that.
Like, that's huge. How important is it to make these celebrities something... something as trivial as jerking off in a theater versus Jeffrey Dahmer murdered people.
And then, like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's weird. It's definitely weird. And he, apparently he did say, Paul Rubens did say that he had a really hard time realizing that people were going to make jokes and he was going to be the butt of jokes for a long time.
Welcome to my life.
Because like the people who were making jokes were people that he thought were his friends. Like Arsenio Hall, Jay Leno, but apparently that really had hurt his feelings, and he said...
That's what you do. You joke about your pain.
He said, I get that it's a job, but I had already said the allegations weren't true and felt I deserved the benefit of the doubt from them.
Nobody owes
Did you
nothing.
Show them the research? Were you like, guys...
Left hand.
Now you guys know...
This is my right hand. I write with this.
That's right.
Even though I throw with my left hand.
Now you guys know which hand I hold my dick with.
You've been there.
Okay.
You've been there.
I'm right-handed.
Circle. Sat in the circle. Showed each other our right hands.
You're circle jerking.
Yep.
So, here you go. I'll let you talk about that one.
Eddie Murphy.
That's right.
From Dr. Doolittle. Uh-huh. And Daddy's Home, too. And.
Daddy's Home 1.
And Daddy's Home 1. Wait, are there two? No.
Yeah. Daddy Wait, Daycare.
Daddy Daycare. Daddy's Daddy Home daycare. Does have a 2.
Well, they
but
both
that's
do.
Marky Mark.
Yeah, that's Mark Wahlberg.
And John Cena.
And that's.
Surprise at
John
the end.
Cena's in it, yes, but it's Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, yeah.
But Daddy Daycare
I
does
missed.
Also have a 1 and a 2.
Yes.
But go on. That's all irrelevant.
And what else was he from?
Like a Nutty Professor?
Was Yeah. What was that one where he came to America and he was a prince?
Are you... Really?
Yeah.
It's called Coming to America, Caitlin. Damn it.
Well, why would it be such a straightforward name?
What's that one where his name is Dr. Doolittle?
Where's that one where he had a daycare and he was a dad?
What's that one where he was this nutty professor?
And that one where he was home, but then Daddy came home too.
Where's what was that one?
Just kidding.
What was that one where he was all the characters?
What is that one?
All of them. And Norbit.
True. fun fact, for a long time when I was a kid, I would always name Eddie Murphy as my favorite actor. Queen Latifah still is and will always be my favorite actress. But Eddie
Not
Murphy
like
was
your
up
favorite
there.
Favorite female rapper?
No, favorite actress.
Oh, okay.
You ever seen The Last Holiday?
Oh, dear God.
Or Hairspray.
You ever seen Fresh Prince? That one episode that she was in?
It's been a while. Anyways, back in 1997... how old was I that year? 3. Yep. Mm-hmm. 3 in a couple months. The police pulled him over at 4:45 a.m. after he had picked up a transsexual prostitute.
A sex worker.
Yeah.
That's the phrase we use now.
Why do they gotta write it like that? I'm just reading.
Well, I think it's an old article.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Anyways, her name was... Attison Sweely.
Yeah, she had a crazy name.
Shalimar. We're going to go with that.
I'm going to be real. I would just call her the sex worker from here on out.
From here on out.
Not as any disrespect, just because your name's kind of hard to read.
Well, it says AKA Shalomar.
Okay.
So that seems somewhat easier than her last
Shalomar.
Name. Shalomar. Shalomar. Shalimar.
Oh, Shalomar. Yeah.
Shalomar. That's how I'm going to say it. So, yeah. Ooh, Toyota Land Cruiser. They made sure to point that out. Anyways, he had picked her up and he had pretty much said that he was giving her a ride home. He was in Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I don't know. Anyways, he
How
just
you
made
call
the,
him your favorite actor as a child.
I was five, and I'd only seen Dr. Doolittle.
You're a fucking poser.
I was. I'd seen Dr. Doolittle. I was three when he had this run-in, so I hadn't even seen it. Anyways, he wasn't arrested or charged when he was stopped with Shalomar in his car, but an interrogation by the. So, I mean, they pretty much determined that no illegal activity had occurred, but his passenger was picked up on an outstanding sex worker warrant. So, pretty much, well, I guess he was married and with kids, and he went out for a drive because he had insomnia, which I guess is what you do. I used to go out for walks when I couldn't sleep, so pretty much the same. It's amazing I'm still alive. Anyways, he said he saw this, quotes, Hawaiian-looking woman and said, what are you doing out here? And she said, I'm working. And Murphy recalled that the meeting with the American Samoan Shalomar said, you shouldn't be doing that, a.k.a. soliciting, and bada bing, I'm never giving anyone a lift again. Well, so he picked her up because he was like, you shouldn't be doing that. And he was going to get her off the streets because as apparently he is also a good Samaritan who would drive around and just give people $5,000 to $10,000 to go home and get off the streets. And I'm like, where were you, Eddie Murphy, when I was five on
Eddie
the
Murphy,
streets?
Come at me. Pay my student loans.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy, if you're listening, I have so much debt, and I still need to finish school.
I mean, I'm not selling my body.
Get here.
I'm not a sex worker.
I might be.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. But if it gets my student loans paid off,
listen,
I will talk with you.
So,
not really, but maybe.
Okay.
Anyways, he said that he thought she was a girl because she was. She was transitioning. He said, that's not even the issue. He was smart. He knew.
Yeah.
And he says, it wasn't like I was looking for someone. It was a person I assumed was a girl at the corner. Okay, cool. And he went on to describe the situation as embarrassing. And he's like saying, I'm not sitting around depressed going, oh, people are not going to think I'm not Eddie anymore. I'm not a man. And he says, I know I'm a man. I'm a man. Because if you repeat it more, it becomes true.
Well, it's like no one doubts that you're a man.
Just because you picked up
a transsexual.
Yeah. No one's questioning
like,
that.
No.
He goes on to say, I'm not on the 50 most wonderful list, but I'm not degenerate either. So that
Which,
really
like,
is helping his point.
Yeah. So at one point, on one hand, you're going to say like,
I'm a
good
Samaritan.
I'm a good Samaritan. I'm a good person. But also you're a degenerate.
If you do.
If you, well, I can't figure out.
I really
saying.
Would like to take a picture of this that. Men behaving badly. It says they're rich, they're tacky, or worse. It's got a picture of Eddie Murphy. And then right there at the top is Donald Trump.
Oh, good.
So, where was this magazine when he was running for president? Come on, people.
Come on. But, you don't get to call people who are different, live a different lifestyle than you, degenerates.
Yeah. And, he says he's not doing it for publicity. He's doing it out of the goodness of his heart. But he did make sure to let everyone know that he was giving out $5,000 to $10,000 to people in the street corner. He probably did it once and claimed that he did it all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you do, when you pick someone up on the side of the street and you get pulled over by the cops, you go home and you completely scrub your car.
Yeah.
You Dexter the hell out of it. And you just wipe off your handle, like the, whatever it's called, door handle.
Uh-huh.
And you, anything that they had touched. So you just disinfect your seats.
Especially when your whole argument is that you
we're just picking them
frequently
up.
Help homeless yeah. people or sex workers.
Mm-hmm.
You frequently meet with them and help them and care about their well-being. You obviously, the next thing you do is scrub their filth out yeah. of your car.
He said he was essentially had OCD
mm-hmm.
when it came to that. And I'm like, I don't think that's how that works. But I don't think you get to claim that.
Yeah.
Just because you decided to clean your cards for once.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. But unfortunately, so essentially a year after the date of her arrest with Murphy, she was found dead on the sidewalk wearing only lingerie outside of her apartment building. They had to throw that in there. Really paint the picture. She'd apparently locked herself out of a fifth floor apartment and tried to swing from the roof of her window on a towel and missed. So she was trying to be Tarzan.
So
with the towel. I fucking missed. But
definitely
it's gonna be me next.
There are a few. I'm gonna choose one to kind of make it our last one for the night.
Yes, it's so late.
Yeah.
For me.
So I'm gonna go with a pretty lighthearted one that's pretty short and pretty easy. Keith
breezy,
Moon.
Beautiful.
That's right. Keith Moon. In the drummer for The Who, well, not anymore, he's dead, but the drummer for The Who, in 1968, he was bored during his time off, during his off time at The Who's 1968 stop in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Sasquatch.
That's right. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Saskatoon Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
He bought an axe. Went to his hotel room and proceeded to chop every piece of furniture to splinters.
That's like not even just like chop that shit in half. Like he was going at it.
Yeah. Like that's dangerous for you.
Yes.
So when someone asked him why he did that, like I assume the hotel employees were like,
excuse me, sir. Did you notice that when you were leaving?
And I assume
you had obliterated your hotel room.
Yeah. Like, sir, why did you do that? And his response was, I'm just trying to keep myself out of trouble, mate.
That's the best excuse.
So, and that's because, like, he was really known for doing crazy shit. Like, buying a piranha as their tour pet. He bought a piranha. That it, like, ordered room service steak for it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want to be his pet.
Yeah. Well, again,
get better food than I do
now.
Myself.
But, yeah. So, that was an interesting one.
Same.
So, now, we are going to move on. I think, did you want to go first?
Sure.
All right. Like we said earlier, we do have some write-ins.
Yay!
We got some fan mail.
Fan mail.
Oh, you fuckers.
Well, this first one I actually do have to keep, or the only one I'm going to read tonight because I'm tired. I do have to keep it pretty confidential.
Okay.
Because it does have to do with her job. And
okay.
I don't want her to get in trouble. So she was working at this nursing home interning there. And she said that they had an older woman who was making sexual comments to the male CNAs and making them super uncomfortable. And I'm like, probably going to be me when I'm older. It says, I guess her supervisor had to end up talking to her about her inappropriate behavior. And so naturally,
to the old lady?
Yeah, to the old lady. Sorry. Yeah, the supervisor had to go talk to the old lady about the way she was talking to these men.
Okay.
And so naturally, our girl went and stood outside the room, like ear, you know, tipped up, listening to the convo. And the lady was like, look, I'm an 87-year-old woman. I can't do anything, even if I wanted to. And so that was her excuse for completely just, like, harassing these men.
She's
and being like, yo, that's un- Look at it. Weep woo. That's a nice piece of ass. I can't whistle. Weep woo. That's a nice piece of ass. And then they go, oh, ma'am. And she goes, I'm 87. I can't do shit. But you can. Get over here.
Oh, my God.
That's what she told him. Bet. Look, oh I'm going to be God. Great when I'm her.
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Mine is, I'm going to keep it. It's a friend of mine. She told me, she called me and she said, bitch, I got an excuse for you. And love I it. Said, okay, give me it.
Bitch, tell me.
Yeah. I said, bitch, bet. And she said, when she was a child, she and her family were on a road trip and, they weren't on a road trip. No, no, no. They were just driving home from like lunch or something.
Technically,
and
that is a trip on the road.
That's true. And they, her dad was speeding because my friend was like 4 years old and she had to shit real bad. And so this cop pulls him over and her dad was like, sir, my daughter has to poop. She has to go to the bathroom. She's about to poop her pants. She's four. I'm just trying to get us home so she can shit in the toilet. And the cop like takes forever.
I hope they, did they let her get out inside the road and poop?
No, she shit her pants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they make that officer clean it up?
I can't imagine that they did. Mm. Now, my friend's mom was apparently very angry because she was like, you could tell that this officer was taking his sweet ass time on purpose.
Was he a child abuser?
Well, I mean, I don't know that it's abuse to let a kid shit their pants.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah. If they just let him sit in it too.
Well, I don't think that he was letting him sit in it. I think he thought that they were lying.
Well, I hope that they held that child up and they said, look at this poop.
I don't think she shit herself in front of the cop. I think she just like, they were trying to get home and she shit her pants. Damn. And her mom was all pissed because she was just like, this cop took forever. My daughter. And I was like, well, yeah, your mom has to clean the car. She got to clean your shit up. She got to clean your pants. She got to clean you.
I have a small anecdote kind of that goes with that. One time when I was in the first grade, we were walking down the high hallway. It was one of my three schools in first grade. I moved a lot.
Okay.
I don't remember which one. I remember I was wearing this like very 90s, like kind of silky chiffon skirt.
Okay.
It was printed with like paisley and butterflies.
Yeah.
You know, so real good. Anyways, I had asked her, I said, ma'am, I really need to go to the bathroom. And she said, no, not right now. And I was like, ma'am, I really gotta pee. And she was like, no, we're about to go walk over to fucking recess or some shit. And so we were walking down the hallway, you know, with our little bunny ears and finger over our mouth, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yep.
And I just casually moved to the back of the line. And I casually moved to the back of the line. And while we're walking, I just pee. Pee all over myself, pee down this hallway.
Oh.
And then the teacher goes, why did you do that? And I said, ma'am, I had to pee. You didn't let me.
I done told you.
My excuse is, I gotta pee. I had to pee. And I already had fucking told you that.
Yeah.
And you're a shit ass teacher and you didn't let me go pee. I wasn't lying to you. I'm in the first grade. I'm fully capable of knowing everything.
Duh.
Just kidding. I don't know anything still.
Well, you guys, that is it for episode 5.
It is. Episode 5.
Caitlin is ready to go to bed.
Yes, I'm so tired.
Work in the morning. Follow us on Instagram, What's Your Excuse Podcast.
As well as Facebook.
What's Your Excuse Podcast.
And then our email.
What's Your Excuse Podcast @gmail.com.
And leave us a review. Rate us 5 stars, please.
Download and subscribe.
And tell all your friends. Go tell everyone. Say, look, I found this funny podcast.
Yeah, make them think you found us.
Yeah. Yeah, be like, if look, you're a I friend, totally discovered
make us think
them.
You discovered us.
I don't even know these bitches.
Yeah. And then one day your other friends will be really impressed that you do know us.
Yeah, and then you'll be like, look, I totally ran into them today. Yeah. I got this picture with them.
Yep.
And we'll be like, oh my God, hi, I've never met you before. We'll pretend. We'll pretend.
We'll play along.
Totally. We'll be like, 100%. Oh my God, what is your name? Yeah, of course you can have a picture.
Yeah. Yep.
I played this game. Just kidding. I've never been famous.
So do that. Do all of those things. Podcasts.com mm-hmm. is one place.
Spotify.
Spotify. Spotify.
Spoofy.
And iTunes podcasts. or Apple Podcast. I never know what the fuck it's called.
Something it's just called that has to do with phone. This Apple. Yeah, no, it's a little purple app. Yeah. Be cute.
Yeah.
You can't, well, you can delete it from your phone, but why would you want to?
No.
Never wanted to, so.
That doesn't encourage you to listen to us.
No.
So, anyways, well, thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.